This is Beverly Olson Buller, 2015. We are at Shirley's home. Shirley, tell me how you knew Vernon Rickman. When did you first, you probably don't remember meeting him, do you? You probably knew him all my life.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm a couple of weeks older than him. We're first cousins on my mother's side of the family. Mm-hmm. So they lived close to us all the time, growing in the first years of his life. I lived around the corner from him in another house, and he lived in this house. This was the family home of my mother and his mother lived here when they were young. Their father came here and brought his family to Newton. And they were pretty early settlers in Newton. This was the Jordan side of the family. His mother was Maddie. They called her Maddie. It was Martha May Jordan. And she had several children. She had another brother. That was a little over a year older. He and I were exactly the same age. He was one day older than myself. And Vernon was a year and a couple of weeks younger than myself. But then there were three sisters that lived. And the whole family is dead now. Vernon died this past year.
2013,
I can remember.
Oh,
you had
his
present. 2013, has it been that long ago?
Yes.
I think that it was. Yeah, 2014. Thursday, January 2nd, 2014.
Oh, okay. I have the obituary on 2013.
When
okay.
He died.
Okay.
And,
or is that Rosalind's?
Rosalind died.
Just died. Yeah.
She was the youngest child in the family. Yeah. And she died about 2 or 3 weeks ago. He lived with her in the last few years of his life. He had had a terrible stroke, and I think it was early, I don't know exactly what year it was, but he was pretty well when he retired here from his work in Washington, D.C., and came back to Newton to live. He was always kind of a quiet person. He takes spells to talk, even as a kid. Most of the time he's doing artwork.
Mm-hmm.
And he would always have a pencil in his hand or something. I'm not sure when he took up sculpting, and that was really what he built his profession on later, with sculpting. The paintings were sort of a sideline, and he would do sculpting by day to earn his living and paint by night for his own satisfaction. I did get to see a lot of his original work up in Washington, D.C. I visited there one day, and he took me all around, showed me all the different things, told me he'd made this, that, and that. And it was just wonderful. His sculptures were very realistic, yet they had a sense of life to them. You just felt like these people were just going to take off and start walking, or the animals were going to start running. If you want to see some of his really large pieces, you have to go to Washington to see them. The National Museum of Natural History, how he's done the scale models to a lot of the dinosaurs and different, you know, prehistoric animals, and he models a smaller version of them in the form that they would take. And they're just very good. And he didn't display any of his paintings. They were all kept private to himself, but he showed me all of the work that he had, canvas after canvas, when I was up there. He didn't tell me too much about them, but because I was into art, I kind of could relate to different parts and things, and he liked to paint a lot of biblical scenes. I didn't know he was very much into that, any religion. He read the Bible, I think. But he was not a religious person. I don't know if he never really belonged to a church or anything.
Mm-hmm.
His family were not overly religious. They, you know, his mother was somewhat, you know, this is back in the Depression time when I remember these people. And had a small church, a little Methodist Episcopal church here in Newton. Mm-hmm. And they were just a small family, groups of people that went there. My mother was in that church. My father kind of strung along. He was never overly religious. But we all went to that in early days. But I don't remember him going to church any more than he had to as a little kid. But he kind of was quiet. He liked to read. He liked to, we liked movies a lot. We went to the movies every week. And he didn't talk much about them. His brother, who's a little over a year older than him now, would do all the talking. And Vernon said, he talks for me. I don't have to talk. And I didn't see him too much after high school. He went up, when he was in high school, he was probably Miss Orr's, one of her favorite pupils, because he was very good, gifted. And he did artwork, but I don't remember seeing any of his work when I was a kid. I was into a different phase of art. I was doing dress design. That's all that interested me. But I think his work was kept kind of private, and his family didn't display much of his work that I remember. You know, this is a different time. People lived kind of a quiet, secluded life. We were not famous in any way, didn't know any famous people, just ordinary people. It was mostly family-oriented. The families that we grew up with had come here early in the times that people being settled in Newton. His father's side of the family was a Rickman, and he was one of the Rickmans, were some of the earliest settlers in Newton. I don't know what year or anything. I saw his grandfather once. I remember seeing his grandmother a lot because she lived a lot longer. But he didn't have a lot of cousins on the Rickman side. I didn't know them. They didn't live around here. But we, on the only, it was really the Jordan side, of his mother's side of the family, just us here in Newton. And so we had times together, we played together. And I don't remember, he had quite a temper as a little kid. I don't know why he was so, you don't want to cross. We said, don't cross Toonie. We called him Toonie. And that nickname came to him from his father, loved the comic strip, the Toonerville Trolley. And he said, oh, this is Tooner. And then it became Toonie. So we all called him Toonie. But that's when he became a young adult, we stopped. I tried to stop calling him Toonie, but I still did all my life. I tried to get to Sam Vernon. Vernon is his first name. Reed was the second. That was his grandfather's name on the Jordan side. Reed was part of his name. I don't know where the Vernon came from. But as a kid, I don't remember him talking of it too much. We always went to the show together and walked fast because we didn't have cars. And he and his brother, a fast walker, he always had a kind of a sense of humor that he kind of kept to himself. He'd often snicker or laugh about something nobody else was laughing at, and he didn't reveal his secrets much. He was quiet. And later he told me when we were up, I was in Washington, and he was showing me some of his artwork. He wasn't talking about much of them. There were a few things he'd make note of, and some of these landscapes that were kind of quiet wilderness pictures were some that he took out in Sylvia, Kansas, when his folks moved out there to a little farm. And he was out there for a while with them. And they had that kind of lonely quality to them. But he did very few landscapes. And the reason he did the art with a lot of the figures in his paintings later, this is one of his landscapes here, mm-hmm. quiet, just a scene of Kansas. Mm-hmm. He had a few of those. But the ones that were done with the kind of things that he kind of liked, Michelangelo and all those mm-hmm. artists, you know, he said, boy, I'd like to paint like that. And he had quite an ability. He was very good at seeing things. They were very stylized. They were realistic, but yet stylized in a sense. They had a great emotional appeal and very narrative. And he didn't say so much about them, but he would often paint with a lot of dark colors, black and so forth. And he said one time, and showed me this one dark painting, he said, I really like Turner's art. He mm-hmm. used so much black. He said, it's kind of mysterious. And in some of my reading on Turner, he said that he belonged to a group of artists known as the Secretives. Mm-hmm. So I think it wasn't anything that, you know, was inherited. It was just a sort of the fact that people that were of that nature somewhat maybe liked some of the dark colors a lot. But I don't know what else.
Well, I'd like to clarify about the family home. You said you lived around the corner. So where was this?
I lived over on 11th Street. My folks, when they married, they built a house over there, my mother and father.
Mm-hmm.
My father came from western Kansas. He was, his family had homesteaded out close to Dodge City, 30-some miles from Dodge City, out in Montezuma, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
You may have heard of Montezuma.
Mm-hmm.
They were 9 miles down from Montezuma. They had quite a large family, about 13 of them. And they lived out there. And I don't know where Mom and Dad met, but they married in Dodge City. And when they built, my sister was born. She was born in a hospital. And then my brother and I were both born in the house that they built over there. And this house was still occupied by my grandfather, Jordan. His wife had died. He had had two wives, but not the mother of the children, but he had married again after she died. And he was here by himself. And so Aunt Maddie, Vernon's mother, moved her family into this house. And Vernon was quite young. I don't know. He was probably preteen, or just about that age, when they moved in here. They lived, and then later she wanted to move to this farm out in Sylvia, and then he moved out there for a brief time with her. But he went, Vernon did go in the military. He was drafted, and he spent his time, I believe, in the, over in the Asian area. I'm not quite sure. He mm-hmm. talked about Japan some.
So this was in the Korean War?
Hmm?
Korean War?
Yes, he was in that part of the world for a while. And then when he came back, I guess it was when he came back home, he went to KU. I was already up there. I was living in one co-op. My brother was living in another co-op. And Vernon was living in another one. I don't know the name of the one he lived in. I can't remember. And he graduated KU. When I was up there, I never did see him on campus.
Mm-hmm.
We were both in the School of Fine Arts, but we didn't run into each other. And when he graduated, he went on for a time in to the Cleveland Art Institute, took some other classes, and that's where he seemed to have been asked to come to work at the Smithsonian. He didn't tell us anything about it, but it was from that point on he moved to Washington, and we'd only see him every once in a while, maybe once a year or so. He'd often drive back to Newton. We always knew when October was coming, because here comes Vernon.
Why October?
About a month.
Why October?
And then he'd say, I'm gone. Goodbye. How did it go? No ceremony.
Why did he come in October each year? Why was October the month he came?
I don't know.
Maybe it was a downtime at work?
It could have been something like that.
Hmm.
I don't know. He never talked anything about it. We never saw anything about his artwork. You know, his work there that he did was anonymous. They don't tell who the artists are. They call them model makers.
Yes.
And he did series of different things. And he's had some little small sculptures of the things that he did for the Smithsonian, some of the small little dinosaurs or little animals and things. My sisters had some of those. I said, I want one. He never did give me one. He gave me a drawing one time. And I picked that up and gave it to my brother. I wish I'd kept it. And I don't know where that drawing was now. But I never had any of his artwork. And his name didn't, he didn't display any of his paintings or anything when he was up there. And somebody prevailed on him at one point in time that they were going to take some of his artwork and just going to sell it and make a lot of money. And he's kind of a con guy. And that person made off with some of his work that really made him angry. Never did find that artwork. But he didn't do anything in his paintings in a way of having art shows or anything like that. He never entered shows. It was just something he liked to do. When he was up there in Washington, he'd go to life drawing classes a lot at night to keep that skill for drawing. It's a different thing than the sculpting. Mm-hmm. Sculpture is three-dimensional and this painting is two-dimensional. And but he was always very good at whatever he did. He was just quick and very silent. But when he was into art, you don't bother him. Just leave him alone.
Now, getting back to the family home, so you mean the house we're sitting in right now was the family home of his parents?
Yeah, his mother and dad lived here for I don't know how many years with the grandfather.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't until they moved that my folks decided to rent our house out and move over here so Grandpa wouldn't have to leave. That was, I think, about 1948.
That'd be a year after.
But I'm not sure quite when they moved in here, because they used to live in another part of town. I can't even tell you where it was. And but he was living here for a while. It didn't look like this then.
Sure.
It was very different.
Mm-hmm.
But he lived here for a while before he went into the military. But his military experience, I think, came a little before his KU experience.
That's what we think,
yeah.
Too. Okay, well, that's good. We wanted to get that pinned down. But you think his family lived somewhere else in Newton before they came here?
Yeah.
And we can use city directories and look that up.
I don't know. It was so long ago. That was, you know, early Depression time.
Yes.
I sure don't know.
You've given some wonderful memories of childhood. I'm kind of curious about high school. In the Newton High yearbook, he goes by Reed.
Yes.
When did he start? You said he was toony when he was little.
Well,
and do you remember at what point with family?
We always called him toony. But
was he Reed even in elementary?
Vernon Reed, but they called him Reed in school.
Uh-huh. Even in elementary school. So
I don't
that started.
Know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because in high school he was definitely Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And according to the yearbook, he played football at Newton High. Do you have any memory of that?
No, but
that's what it
he
said.
He was into wrestling. He liked to do some wrestling. He said, I don't know. I never saw him ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I never saw him into football.
Well, the yearbook has him being in football.
Oh,
and it has his brother, Keith, in the same year. Were they close enough in age? Do you think that
a little over a year.
Okay,
apart,
so they just were in the same grade.
Reed was a year and 2 weeks younger than me, and Vernon, his brother Keith, and I were the same age. Keith was 1 day older than me. So, just 1 year apart, a little over. Yeah, I think Aunt Maddie got wore out with children, I think.
It's understandable. So you remember Vernon having a pencil in his hand, according to you, from fairly early years.
Yes, I was drawing, and he had a little comic strip, a little running comic strip he was drawing. And sometimes Keith would help him with that, but he didn't do much drawing. But I think maybe they talked the story, but Vernon was always drawing these little characters, and I never saw him anymore. And that, when he was in the military, he did some drawing of the military people. You know, there were some famous people that have done that, and he had some drawings that I saw. Some of those, a few of those, and they were very good. But when his folks, there was a time they had moved out to Victorville, and I think a lot of stuff. This is in California. Some of the things that were here in the house were taken out to Victorville and lost. There was some hard, I don't know what had happened. His dad died and his mother, he died out there too. But I don't know. I got a lost track of them for a while. But nobody ever talked about those military drawings anymore. I don't know if Roseland ever had them or not.
We can sure ask about
them,
because that would be an interesting part of his art history.
Different characters in the military.
Do you feel like was his mother the one that probably really encouraged his art? Or?
Probably, because she liked to do writing, so that was on the Jordan side of the family. All of the Jordan women liked to be artistic, My mother wrote poetry and was involved in that, and two or three others did writing, and the one other sister, they said, Aunt Mitty does artwork. I never saw any, but you know, nobody's famous. They just things we did.
Hobbies.
But my brother could draw very well.